We do have Pat Pagano. And before we get to the weather, Pat, before we get to the weather, I saw this story the other day, and I forgot to bring it up, but Amy Schuchat has sent it along to me. And that is, have you heard the story out of Cambodia?
I don't believe so.
All right. Kevan the elephant had been languishing in a zoo in Pakistan for decades.
Okay.
But guess who got the elephant out? Cher.
Oh, I did hear about that. Just my sister was telling me about that briefly. Yeah, what did she do? She paid. She had to give money or something like that.
Yeah, and she got the elephant moved to a Cambodian wildlife sanctuary.
Wow!
And she was there. She was there when the elephant arrived. So there
wow.
you go. Cher, there you
See,
go.
I know how to pick them, don't I?
You do. I think that's really good. I think
that's really great.
Yeah.
God bless her and the elephant.
Well, yeah. She and you know what? I'll tell you what. Her and Dolly Parton amaze me.
Yeah, they, Dolly Parton gave a lot of money too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And on top of that, they're both still active and they're both still looking like they're in their 50s. I mean, Tina Turner is no longer active, but Tina Turner was like that too. These women has super genes, and yeah, they just look like they don't age.
I mean, I think that is so phenomenal. Yeah, I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think it really is great. And yeah, well, you know, Cher is just, she's, what can I say?
Yeah.
Cher is the best. I just love her. I understand that she's not the greatest singer in the world, but it doesn't matter. It's like the whole package.
She's
the look, the attitude.
She's an entertainer, not just a singer. She's an entertainer.
Yeah.
You know, she's an entertainer. Dolly Parton is an entertainer.
Right.
Tina Turner was all these very strong women, they're entertainers. They're not just singers. So.
Yep, you are absolutely right, and. I guess we're entertainers, too, in our own right. And I'm being entertained this morning by this rotating band of snow that extends from outside of Albany down through the Catskills and the Poconos, and it's all moving eastward. In our area right now, radar is picking up a little light precipitation, but the radar is saying that it's mainly in the form of light rain and not snow, but it's probably a little bit of light, a light mixture. So I didn't put any of this stuff in the forecast, and now I'm questioning as to whether or not anyone is going to be getting, in our area anyhow, some rain or snow showers. I have a feeling, my feeling anyhow, is that we are. But whatever we do get is going to be very, very light and immaterial. In fact, I'm looking right now just to see if there is anybody officially in the area that is reporting any precip. I know where you are, Marshall. There's not too much there at all.
No, it's very light on the radar. It's very light, and it looks like it's splitting up and going around Sharon anyway.
That's the way it looks. I see Glens Falls is reporting light snow, 6 miles in light snow at Glens Falls. Who else? Niagara, we don't care about. Ithaca, we don't care about. Jamestown, we don't care about. Monticello, 4 miles in very light snow. So there you go in the Catskills. Do we have any other snow here? Rochester? Okay, Saranac Lake. And lastly, Syracuse. And also very, very light snow there. So there's a little bit around, Marshall, but I don't think anything of consequence. And the forecast... at this point right now, indicates that we're going to have a cooler day today. I think we'll only be in the lower 40s, unfortunately, and we'll still be breezy. It won't be as windy as the last couple of days, but it will still be breezy, and we'll call it partly cloudy. I'm looking to see if there was any precip in New Jersey, and there isn't, so that's a good sign. Back to the forecast. Tonight will be clear and cold in mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunny clouds and breezy, a little bit milder, low 50s. Cloudy with a little bit of light rain developing late Friday or Friday night, 40 to 45. And right now for Saturday, windy with rain in the 40s. Do you remember yesterday when we spoke about the three models and I told you that the Euro was completely dismissing any storm for the weekend?
Yeah, it's not, right?
Right, and I told you I thought it was the outlier. I said, I think it's out to lunch. Well, it's coming up with the biggest storm of all the models along the coast, and we'll have to see if that would come to pass. I would not doubt that we're going to have to put some frozen precipitation in the forecast for Saturday for us. But right now, windy and rain, Marshall's favorite weather, 40s, and then that precip should move out Sunday with a little bit of clearing, but it will be blustery, and the highs will be in the low 40s. So Saturday right now does not look good. How bad it is, we have to determine in the next day or so. That's why we've been hinging or really floundering on the system, because the models are just not together. But they should get together by tomorrow morning, and we should have a more accurate representation for you. I am going to leave in the afternoon on Friday, and I'm going up toward the cabin because I have two tables here that my friend Anthony gave me when he moved, and they're really, really nice tables. They're the old-fashioned tables, Marshall. I know you could see this in your mind. Remember the tables that had the chrome around the edges and the top was like, it looked like marble?
The old kitchen tables, yeah.
The old kitchen table. Well, he gave us two square ones that would be perfect in our porch up at the lake. So I have those. And then the poster bed that he lent us a year ago for Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte, we'd given it back to him. And now that he moved to this house, he doesn't have room for it. So he said, do you want it back? Or do you want it? I said, well, I have no use for it at my house, but I'll bring it up to the lake, and I'll leave it there in case we need a bed again for any of our scenes. So I have that stuff, and I figured since my friends David and Elaine, his wife, invited me up there for dinner on Friday, I will head up to the lake, because they are 10 minutes from the lake. So I'll head up to the lake, drop that off, then head over to him. I will have dinner with them, and then come back Friday night and sit all day Saturday and watch a storm.
Now, there's it's interesting. You know those kitchen tables?
Yes.
If you have the full set, we had one in our kitchen. We had a big kitchen when I was a kid growing up, huge kitchen.
Okay.
It had a kitchen. It had its then it had a separate part of the kitchen that was for preparing, which had the sink, cutting boards, big freezers. Then you had a second part of the kitchen, which had more freezers to store food and a huge pantry. And if you have that table with matching chairs and it's in good condition, you can actually get some good money for it on the internet.
Well, they don't have the chairs. So all they had was the two tables, and my thinking is if we entertain this summer up at the lake, we didn't last year because of all the construction going on with the mouse-proofing the cabin and all like that. These two tables would come in handy because we could just put them together. Right now, I'm thinking I could have them on each side of the square. I could have them each side of the porch. But then we could just put them the two together and make one larger table. So all I have are the two tables with the legs. And the guy that made them, I think it was Anthony's grandfather, made them. He was very smart. Each of the legs are labeled with a marker, and that was also transferred to the actual slot on the table so that you make sure you put the right legs in the right slots. And there's not a problem. And he was going to throw them out. And I said, Anthony, I'll take them. He said, really? I said, I'll bring them up to the lake. This is great. He goes, oh, I'd love to just keep it, you know, in the family because my grandfather made them. He said, that makes me feel good. So I'm going to have his grandfather's table.
I think everybody, when they were growing up in their kitchen, had that table. Had a table like that. Everybody.
Everybody.
And And today they look very strange because, of course, kitchens now are the centerpieces of people's houses, and kitchens are going for $40,000 and $50,000 when they put them in. But back then, everybody had that type of kitchen table. And you either had six chairs around it, you know, two on each side and one on each end, or you just had four chairs. But, that table, the minute you brought it up, I could see it sitting in our kitchen. And I could see me sitting there and saying no to my grandmother. I wasn't going to eat the big oatmeal that used to come in the container. I would say to her,
I know what you're talking about. Was it
Uncle Ben's or something like that? I don't know. I forget what it was. But she would cut up some fruit and put it in it, and of course I'd eat it.
Yeah, he also told me, by the way, that he sent me a picture. Because of the rain on Monday, the lake is very high, and he also took a picture of the dam, and, I mean, that water is gushing over the dam, and then when it gets to the bridge, there are two big, huge pipes on each end. Oh, I guess they're overflow pipes.
Yeah.
The water is just gushing out of them, but I told him, I said, look, calm down. You have 3 days before the storm materializes, and in 3 days that water will drop, the level will drop, and it should be able to take whatever we get on Saturday. Right now there's the possibility of getting another 1 to 2 inches of rain on Saturday, but remember, Marshall, back in 2000 I was up there on that Saturday that the front stalled. It was in the summer, started raining with thunderstorms, and we had 20 inches of rain in 6 hours. The water came right up from the lake, right up to almost into my porch, which was about 5 steps high. I never saw that happen before, but the dam was able to hold it. So I told him to calm down because he's panicking that there'll be huge floods if the storm occurs on Saturday. And I imagine, Marshall, that there could be lakes, even in your listening area, that are very, very high right now and may result in flooding if we do get this storm on Saturday.
And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, everything will stay under control. By the way, Dave Barker, my good friend, Quaker Oats. Now's with the oats. Quaker Oats.
Yeah, they still sell them.
Yeah, they do still sell them.
Yeah.
I think they use mostly for traction in the wintertime when you get stuck. All right, Pat. I want you to have a good day watching the storm, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.